Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. They are Jordan School District's mail delivery dynamic duo. We're talking about Matt Gardner and Jeremy Velarde, who have been on the job for a total of 46 years. They have a reputation for delivering a lot of laughter and goodwill as they travel the entire district every day, making sure a massive amount of mail arrives to its intended destination on time. Today, we find out what really drives Matt and Jeremy, and we uncover some of their relatively well-kept secrets. We call this episode The Matt and Jeremy Show. Now, Matt, in addition to being one of the most positive people I know, is one of the employees at the Auxiliary Services Building who helps deliver the mail throughout the district. What's your official title, Matt?
On my name badge, it says driver.
Driver. All right.
Pretty official.
I'm going to go with driver because I know that's what you love to do, actually, isn't it, Matt?
Yes.
Yes. What drives you, Matt?
People. I love people.
Yes. Yes, you do. Do you ever not smile? Let me ask you that first off.
No, it's kind of a bad habit. So sometimes I smile when I shouldn't be, you know, it gets me in trouble.
There's a reason we have used Matt for so many of our customer service presentations and videos over the years. Matt, like I said, is one of the most positive people you'll meet. Matt, how long have you worked for the district?
23 years. April 1st.
23 years.
Yeah, I don't know if that was an omen for me or you guys that I got hired on April Fool's Day, but...
And what was your first job with Jordan School District?
Driver.
Driver.
Yeah, I worked in the warehouse for the first 10 years.
Yeah. And as you're driving around, now as a warehouse driver, you were delivering, and now you deliver mail in small packages. Is that right?
Whatever they put on my van, I deliver. So it's, yeah, packages or envelopes, whatever they need for the day. So.
And you share routes with Jeremy Velarde. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes, and Jeremy's been at it for a little while as well, has he not?
Yeah, I think he's been with the district for 20 or 21 years. So, and we've worked pretty much hand in hand together for all that time. So,
now, do you each go describe your route? Describe a typical day for Matt Gardner.
I get up at 5:15 in the morning, comb my hair, and then.
If you knew Matt, you'll know that combing the hair does not take very long.
Yeah. No, not very long. We get to work about 6 o'clock in the morning, a little before six. We load our vehicles with the schools that we have. There's two routes for the school district. One pretty much encompasses Daybreak and all of West Jordan, and the other one takes over the rest of South Jordan, Harriman, Bluffdale, Riverton area. And then we just kind of divide and conquer and go out there and try to make everybody happy and spread a little bit of sunshine while we're delivering our, you know, all the mail.
How long does it take you to visit every school? Is it over a couple of days you end up visiting every building or a couple of times a week?
We go to every school every single day, and we deliver to the district office twice a day. So we're seeing and making contact with every school every day.
I'm very envious of that, actually, because I would love to be able to visit schools a lot more than I'm able to, especially more than I've been able to lately. What do you find when you visit schools? What do you see? I'll bet you learn a lot about a school, even from dropping in for a moment, just what their day is like and how things are going.
Well, you get to know the personality of the office staff. You sometimes get to know the personality of the school. And just, I mean, you can tell from the principals down how something's ran, just the enthusiasm or the way that they go about things in each individual school, because they are individual things as far as it goes. Every one of them is a little bit different, and you can kind of tell. And as the school district moves principals from place to place, sometimes that same culture or the way that the school is changes with the principal. So you can see that it is a kind of a top-down situation sometimes.
That's fascinating. So even the short amount of time that you spend in a school, you can tell, oh, this principal's here now, and now this school feels like their previous school.
Yes. Yeah, it happens quite a bit.
What do you learn from visiting schools about how to treat people well?
I guess that I've learned that being enthusiastic and positive and treating everybody with the utmost respect, and that includes every kid that walks in the doors, is a friend. Everybody that I come in contact with, whether it's custodial staff, office staff, teachers, administrators, the lunch managers, the lunch workers, everybody, you know, is somebody that needs to, I guess, be inspired a little bit. That's kind of how I look at it. I look at it that delivering the mail is the simple part of the job. The part that takes the effort, the part that has to have the thought put into it, is how I treat people and how kind, you know, you are to others. And some aspects, I know it sounds maybe a little bit corny, but showing them love.
It doesn't sound corny at all. I've seen you do it. I've seen you do it many times. And sometimes it's in the form of just listening. I have walked by and seen you just listening to people, and you're becoming a really important part of their day.
Yeah, and that's kind of by design, I think. I was taught, I guess, with my family. I came from a family of 8 kids. So we all had to learn to listen. We also had to learn to be loud and talk a lot also if you wanted to be heard. But you did learn from an early age that you could make an impact on others just by your daily actions.
Well, you're certainly the epitome of that. I really cannot overstate how positive and friendly you are. And, you know, sometimes when you see someone, you kind of calculate, was I supposed to call that person, or what do we need to talk about? And when I see Matt, it's just, I get to see Matt. And it's, you know, it's going to be positive every time.
Well, then I guess I'm doing my job well.
You are doing your job well. What I think is remarkable is that you drive all day and you deal with traffic and where people can be at their worst, and yet you maintain that positivity.
Yeah, well, I've gotten used to people trying to run me off the roads. So,
okay, so I have to ask you then, because you're driving around all day, what are some tips that you've learned along the way as driver?
Our time schedule, how I do my route, is based upon when parents are showing up to schools, what time schools are getting in, if it's an elementary school, a middle school. Everything that I do is totally calculated upon start and stop times for schools, so that I'm not there when they get there, so that it doesn't clog anything up or make it more difficult for them or me. So I can usually tell you where I'm at within 2 to 3 minutes of any school that is on my route.
That makes sense. So you know your environment, you know what else is going to be going on, and you adapt.
We add a new school into the school district. I usually go out and I say, okay, it's going to be between this school and that school. And then I'll calculate how long it takes me to get from one destination to the next, and then try it from different areas to see if it's going to be more efficient.
When you're out and about and you're visiting every school every day and you're driving throughout the valley, you must run into some interesting things going on, or some surprising things that I don't see as I'm in my office or in schools. Tell us about some of the things you run into.
Well, we have a lot of things that happen. Probably the strangest thing, actually, I got quite a kick out of it. I was actually at a stoplight, and I looked over, and there was a lady parked next to me. And I see underneath her shirt, all these things start moving around. And all of a sudden, out popped out of the top of her collar of her shirt, a ferret.
A ferret?
A ferret. And then another one popped out, and another one. By the time it was all said and done, there was 3 of them sitting there, popped out of the collar of this lady's shirt.
And this is all during the time you're sitting at a stoplight.
Yes, yes, yes. So that was probably the strangest thing that I've seen. But it made my day. You know, that's been 10 years ago, and it's still a wonderful story. So.
Have you ever had the chance to help anybody in distress along the way?
The one time... there was a kid that was stuck in the mud on Valentine's Day years back, and I noticed.
I think Stuck in the Mud on Valentine's Day is my biography. Anthony, yes. Godfrey, Stuck in the Mud on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, then this little kid was stuck out there, so I pulled over off to the side of the road and just started walking out into the mud and gathered him up and pulled him out. And he had his little sack of Valentines that he was just trying to get to his school. And it was Midas Creek was the school. And he'd been out there for quite a while and he was upset and crying. So we got him to the school and, you know, got him safe as far as things go. So
there's wait, been... he was stuck in the mud.
Yeah, he was stuck up to his knees in the mud, standing out in the middle of a field because he had missed his school bus. And so we started walking to school.
Oh, because it's Valentine's Day and you've got to exchange Valentine's.
Yes, exactly.
And how, okay, so you rescue him out of the mud. How deep did you get down into the mud?
About to my knees also. So I spent the rest of the day cleaning the vehicle. After.
Wow, this is some Scooby-Doo level quicksand that you guys climbed into, because normally I don't think mud is that powerful, but that's
yeah, it was fairly nasty. So it was out in the middle of where they just graded a field. So
did the Valentines suffer any damage?
I don't think so. They were wrapped up in a Smith sack, so he was good to go. He had a grocery sack wrapped around. Okay. It had mud caked on the bottom of them. So hopefully the kids got him at school. So.
Wow. Well, that's a different kind of Valentine's Day story. What are some of your hobbies when you're not driving for Jordan District? What are some of the things that you like to do, man?
I like to do photography. I like to cook. And I love to do yard work.
I've heard that. And this is a little bit ironic, that as someone who travels for a living, you also love to travel. Is that right?
Yes, I do love to travel. I've been across the country multiple times. And I've visited probably all four corners of the country. I've gone to Scotland. I've been to Rome. And I've been to a little town in Belgium called Bruges.
I love Bruges.
Bruges is phenomenal.
So... you're a photographer as well. That's a correct. Good combo, travel and photography. Yes. What do you photograph landscapes? How do you, what do you like to do?
When I'm traveling, I like to actually do documentary style photography. So some of it is just everyday people doing everyday events while they're over there. It's called kind of like a street photography. But then I also do the basic pictures of landscapes or the structures of the buildings or architect why I'm over there. But I like to try to bring back, to me, a picture is better with somebody in it. It creates what the scene actually is versus trying to make it so pretty that it just looks like, you know, I bought it off of a postcard. So
wanting to take pictures with people in it does not surprise me coming from you, because you care so much about people and that really is your literal focus. Mm. Let's play two truths and a lie. You tell me two truths about you, one lie in any order, and I'll try to figure out which is the lie. Now, we've learned a lot about you, but let's see what else we can learn. Because we're socially distanced, I don't have the benefit of reading the body language on the lie. So let's see how I do remotely.
Holy cow. I'm trying to think of a lie. I'm not good at it.
Everything about you is true, Matt.
Well, no, just, let's see. I've gone through the police academy.
Okay.
I was a dancer in high school. And let's see. I suck at this.
No, that's a third truth.
I don't know.
The third one's the lie.
Yeah, I dislike my job.
You know what? I like that you're not a good liar, Matt. And I actually remembered one of the times I was talking with you, we talked about your dancing. You were not only a dancer in high school, but a break dancer, if I'm not mistaken.
Did a little break dancing, jazz, and ballet, yes.
That is impressive. That is impressive. Did you lay down the cardboard so you could spin?
Well, no, I wasn't that level of stuff. That was somebody else that we work with that did that type of stuff. So.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll talk more about that. Matt, like always, it is a delight. It's a bright spot in the day to get a chance to talk with you.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Dr. Godfrey.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the other half of our mail delivery dynamic duo, Jeremy Velarde, joins us.
I'm Stephen Hall, Director of Jordan Education Foundation. In today's challenging and uncertain times, it is more important than ever before to support one another. Here at the Jordan Education Foundation, we invite you to join us in making sure children are not going hungry. Your $10 donation to the foundation will help us feed one student for a weekend when food and meals may be very scarce for some. With food and hygiene supplies in the principal's pantries at Jordan school districts being depleted and in higher demand than ever before, every financial contribution made will help us to keep the pantries filled for students who would otherwise go without. The Jordan Education Foundation exists due to the generosity of people who care about kids. If you would like to donate to help children from going hungry, please visit jordaneducationfoundation.org or contact the foundation at 801-567-8125. Thank you. Together we can make a difference.
We are here with Jeremy Velarde, and I have been friends with Jeremy for how long is it now? Since the 1900s, Jeremy.
Yeah. 30-something years, right?
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. So, how long have you worked for Jordan School District?
I believe I'm on my 22nd year.
And how did you start?
I started in the warehouse. My dad was a custodian with you, right?
Yeah.
And then West Hills. And he told me to apply, and I applied. I got hired on at the warehouse, moved over to the mailroom, and that's where I've stayed ever since.
Your dad is awesome. We worked together at Bingham Middle School, and the building has now been torn down, but I was there late at night working a lot because I was a first-year teacher,
mm-hmm.
and that place was pretty scary.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember talking to him once, and I said, how do you possibly work here by yourself? Didn't he work graveyard?
He did, yeah.
I asked him, how can you possibly work in this? I loved the building, but after everyone was gone, it was creepy. So how do you work here all night? He said, I just put my headphones on so I don't hear all the noises.
Yeah.
So you started as a driver for the warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And did you and Matt start at about the same time?
I think he was 1 or 2. I think he was 2 years. He started 2 years before I did.
Yeah. His name tag says driver. What does your name tag say?
It says other driver.
As you travel around schools, honestly, it is one of the best things. I love that I still get to run into you 30 years later. What is it like traveling to every school every day?
It's great. I love the interactions with the staff, and you know, getting to know people on a long-term basis, you know. And I obviously love it because I haven't gone anywhere else in a couple decades, you know.
What differences do you observe as you go from school to school? Does it have its own kind of personality and feel?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's some offices with a little more personality, or some offices you could joke around a little bit more. There's definitely different feels of different places and schools, but for the most part, they're all positive.
Now, do you have a very specific way that you get to each of the schools? Do you have just a set pattern, or do you mix it up? I'm terrible with directions. I think I would be awful. It would take me twice as long as you guys to get this done, because I always think there's another way to get there.
For the most part, we stick to the same, but it's autopilot this point. We've been doing it for so long, but with, you know, different schools popping up and stuff, Matt really likes to figure out like the quickest way to do things and the most effective. So So he's really good at like figuring out the best way to do it. But yeah, we pretty much stick to the same routes.
Are there some pretty weird things people have asked you to deliver? Don't name names.
I won't name names, but yes, years ago before the split, there was this dead fish that was going back and forth in the mail. And some people got, and I'll tell you off air who.
Okay, you tell me later who it was. How many people were involved?
Oh, there was, let's see, I think four principals at the time and then just staff. So yeah, I've had people steal my van. I've had people put honey all over my steering wheel.
Do you ever find the culprit?
I did. Sherry Beckstead, she used to work at Jordan Hills Elementary.
Did she want everything that was supposed to be delivered to her to be lost for the next 10 years?
I got her back. I put a frozen burrito in her plant. This was early 2000s, so this was a while back. I think the dead fish is what put a stop to all those pranks, but there for a while there, it got a little crazy.
Did the dead fish become a problem? Was there an official decree about dead fish and other pranks?
There was, yes. I think there was dead fish memo floating around there at some point.
Jeremy, you have even more stories than I thought, so we are going to lunch as soon as the coronavirus breaks.
All right.
I got to get some more details on this. Now your van was stolen, you said? Who stole your van?
Well, they moved it. It's happened a couple times. You know, it's in the parking lot and, you know, somebody just gets in there and moves it out of the way. So I come out and my van's gone.
I've had some interesting things delivered. You've dropped off some prank gifts for me. Nothing like a dead fish. And then some anonymous things. You know, people have been very crafty about using a new envelope, and you know, so I've received some nice things over the years, but
that's the thing. I don't even know I'm delivering pranks most of the time, you know, so it's always a surprise to me too.
The dead fish was probably pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You guys are a big part of what makes Jordan such a great place to work, because it just feels good to see you, and it's nice to have the routine, and you just connect everybody, and it's obvious that you care about the people that you're visiting. And I see a lot of times, I said this to Matt too, I see a lot of times where people are engaged in a pretty big conversation with you because you're a great listening ear, you know, just they know they're going to see you, they know they're going to be able to catch up with you.
Yeah. Yep. But that's been the nice thing too, is, you know, since I've worked there, you know, I've had a lot of trials in my life as well. And, you know, if I didn't have positive coworkers like that, I don't know what I would have done. And it's been a blessing for me as well to just have, you know, so many positive people in my life. And, you know,
talk about your hobbies.
Okay.
You have a ton going on in your life.
I do.
Tell us about some of the things I know, but the listeners don't know.
Well, I'm a dad, so that's keeps me busy. I'm a student. I'm working on my bachelor's in education. I'm a painter.
Oh, you're hired, by the way. You just got a job.
And I play music, and I try to stay active with exercise and things like that too. So,
so you play the guitar?
Guitar, ukulele, and sing.
And are you a member of a band currently?
I am not. Too busy.
What are some of the bands you've been part of over the years?
I was in a punk band called the Underachievers. I was in a rap metal band called Blindfold 801. And I was in a folk band called Has-Been. And another folk band called Coppertone Park.
I remember Coppertone Park and Blindfold 801.
Yeah.
Blindfold 801 was in the era when I first knew you. Wasn't that kind of mid-90s?
Yes.
And what was the other one? The has-beens?
Uh-huh.
You kind of don't have to say that has-beens was a folk band. You kind of know if they're named the has-beens, they're kind of going to be a folk band. But you have very eclectic taste, too. Tell us about some of the things that you listen to. I love to see your posts. There was one post where you asked me, where you kind of posted to a group of people, what are your five favorite Beatles songs. And I probably spent like 4 hours thinking about which songs to post.
Oh, I did too. So I've got a new one for you, and I'm still thinking about it. But it's to curate your own White Album, but only using Beatles solo stuff. So if it's a John song on the White Album, you have to pick a John song from the solo album. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out my perfect solo White Album.
Wow.
I'll have to post mine and then tag you in it or something.
Yeah, tag me when you post that. That's a delicious quandary. Do you get to know some of the kids because they're an aide in the office during a certain hour and you tend to be there at the same time?
Yeah. You see a lot of the same kids and stuff, and you know, sometimes it's the naughty ones, but you know, kind of have a soft spot for them.
Oh, hey, you're in the office again. All right.
Yeah. Like, hey, I was that way too. So I don't know anything that really sticks out. I mean, probably the thing most is meeting my wife. I met Stacy when she was working in HR, and we formed a friendship, and eventually she asked me on a date, and I eventually said yes, and it just worked out from then on. And now we've blended four kids together, and it's been awesome. It's been the best. We're flipping canoes over.
Jeremy, it's been great talking to you. You're awesome. You're a great friend. You're a great person, and I'm so glad to still be in touch and still know you after all these decades. So take care out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
A big thank you to Matt and Jeremy for being on the show today and for everything they do for Jordan School District. It was great having a chance to talk with them. Whether you're driving around the district or just listening at home, remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.